A large timber sale in the Tongass National Forest, called a Big Thorn, was announced on Monday, combining old and second growth areas of Prince of Wales Island. Layla Carey of member station KRBD has more.
150 million board feet is a big timber sale. As Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole points out, that's potentially good news for loggers and mill operators like Viking Lumber outside of Klawock.
The Viking mill harvests about 23 million a year. So this could be, if they were successful bidders on the project, this could be a substantial, you know, boost to their supply.
But the size of the sale is not good news for conservationists who are worried about wildlife habitat. Bob Kloss is with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
This is a huge sale. It's double the size of the last biggest sale since the pulp mill era, and it's just a continuation of the too much logging, too fast policies of timber management on the Tongass.
The harvest area includes timber stands near Kaufman Cove and Thorn Bay. It allows construction of 46 miles of road, which includes reconstruction of about 36 miles. According to the Forest Service, none of that harvest would take place in inventoried roadless areas. Cole says the sale could provide up to a decade's worth of timber for mid-size mills like Viking and sets aside acreage for smaller operations.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 million feet, which is a huge supply for them.
He says that when making the decision, he considered public comments and other factors such as wildlife and economic needs. He estimates that the project could generate nearly 700 jobs. The selected alternative was modified to mitigate some wildlife habitat concerns by reducing some of the old growth and winter harvest, and it keeps the roads open following the harvest for up to 5 years rather than closing them immediately. POW residents have expressed frustration over the closure of old logging roads, which provide easier access for hunting. Cole adds that the sale will give everyone time to figure out how to make a second growth timber economy work.
By providing a stable supply of timber to the industry now, we're giving the Forest Service and the industry the breathing space needed to prepare for a transition to young growth timber in the future.
But the large amount of old growth included in this ROD is of particular concern to Kloss and SEAC.
For us, you know, the habitat is almost synonymous with the old growth forest, and the remaining reserves inside the Big Thorn project area are the places where we need to keep for deer habitat in particular.
The ROD announcement marks the start of the appeal process. Kloss says it's too early to say whether his organization will appeal the decision.
I would think that we will be looking very carefully at it. At least we'll be trying to clarify some details, but I don't know exactly what process we'll be using.
Cole says he's confident there will be appeals. They could delay the process, especially if those appeals aren't resolved and lead to lawsuits. However, if all goes smoothly...
We hope to advertise this project around the middle of August and have a bid opening the middle of September. And if we can achieve those two objectives, then we could potentially award this project by the end of September.
In that case, logging could commence as early as this year. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.